Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Welcome back to Dealing Together. First caller?
I bought 3 sweaters to get the 4th free.
Oh, you got fleeced. Next caller?
I traded my old Samsung at AT&T for a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus and chose my plan.
That's not a bad deal.
It is not.
Our best smartphone deals. Your choice of plan. Learn how to get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with eligible trade-in. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Offers vary by device. Subject to change. S24 plus 256GB offer available for a limited time. Terms and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung for details.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Big Bang.
It is what it is, man.
DJ Scream.
You don't be on nothing I be on.
Baby Jade.
Okay, so let me ask y'all this then.
Bring you big facts.
Back ethnic right now.
Visit the new website today, bigfactspod.com.
Coming to you live from Revolt Studios in the ATL is DJ Scream. Big Bank is here, Baby Jade is here. Big homie Kodak is here. Shot Jones is here. And it's time for a Big Facts Friday!
What's the deal?
Am I gonna match my energy? Not just me. I'm the only one that worked out this morning.
What's
up? What everybody on today? What everybody on? Everybody
what's popping?
Cool?
What's popping? Chopping?
Brand new.
No.
Chopping.
No bars. Everybody good?
Good, man.
That's what's up. Well, let's get
what's
to
up,
it.
Big homie Bank?
Big homie Bank, what up?
How y'all doing today?
All right, good to see you, my brother.
Man, get your stupid ass off.
What?
How y'all doing today? Okay.
Before we start, Kodak, just what's going on, bro?
That boy Sugar Ray Lewis.
What I do? First the gloves, now you got the parachute pants.
The parachute pants with the inspirational message on it.
With the gold
coin flap.
What's going on?
I've been wanting to do this, man. Bank just beat me to it.
Yeah. 25 years.
So you mean you was Bank before Bank even thought about being Bank?
No, I was Kodak. With just, you know, the Atlanta influence.
Big homie phony baloney.
I told Cass I'm gonna get a sandwich shot, big homie baloney. That shit gonna go.
Nah, but you gonna have to pay me because I already copywrote the name.
Cass said it first.
Of course you did.
Oh, sorry, Cass. But now for the word of the day.
Okay, so the word of the day. Speaking of what you guys are being, the word of the day is petty. And
describes the whole big facts.
Did I say something to amuse you? No, I'm just playing. I'm sorry. The word of the day is petty. And the textbook definition of petty is trivial, trifling, and inessential, which is basically niggas.
Damn.
All Negroes are not petty, Jade. All Negroes are not petty.
I don't say Negroes.
I say niggas.
Niggas do be petty.
Which means the total opposite of the Caucasoid, which is our fellow melanated people.
What do you consider yourself as, a Negro? A black American?
I'm a nigga.
What do you consider yourself as?
I consider myself as a righteous female.
What do you consider yourself as?
I think I'm mixed with some shit. Yeah, some.
You're a hybrid.
Because my grandma was a Cherokee Indian. My great grandma was a Cherokee Indian. So I'm not totally nigga all the way.
You eat fried chicken?
Not no more.
Have you ever ate fried chicken?
Yeah.
Nigga.
But I don't like watermelon, though.
You eat fried chicken? Hmm? You eat fried chicken?
That's besides the point.
Do you eat it?
That's besides the point.
My nigga. Do you eat fried chicken?
I for sure eat fried chicken. You know that nigga. Vegan. You're not vegan.
He's
impossible. That nigga chicken joke.
impossible chicken.
That nigga just ordered some chicken.
So what, aren't we all petty at one time or another?
For sure. Who do you think is petty? Petty? Yeah, who you think is more petty, women or men?
Women. Depend on the situation.
Yeah, depend on the person.
Yeah.
Nah, hey, but women? men can take it there and surprise you with the level of pettiness.
I'm super petty. I think it depends on your who you are.
I think it depends on your upbringing.
You think that's a healthy emotion and a healthy energy?
No, not at all. It's all bad.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I do things that's petty that I know I did intentionally and then feel bad about it. Mm. Like, nah, I took that too far.
Because most petty people operate from a place of doing things out of spite. Nah. And that's never good.
What?
Nah, because I feel like I'm petty as fuck and it's just all shits and
games. What makes you be petty, though?
Like, I mean, petty can be shits and giggles. It's a different type of petty.
I think that's another word. I don't think that's petty. If you're just playing.
Yeah, but
if you do, it's petty.
Oh, so if you're not just playing, it's petty.
I feel like if you do petty shit from a place of you're trying to get a rise out of people or you're trying to get a laugh, then that's some like
trolling.
Nah, that's some like bad seed type shit. Like some evil kind of like.
Isn't one of the words trivial? Trivial just basically means it don't really matter, right?
Yeah.
I think I am petty like in one respect.
So what's some petty that you've done in the past?
Shit. I just do petty shit. Like, let's say that I know somebody looking for their keys. And when you just left them there, I may just know I have them, and I'll watch you look for them. Like, that's petty.
Oh, that's fucked up.
You're a prankster.
Yeah, that's still fucked up.
That's like...
Stress people out.
What?
Somebody might get stressed.
Nah, I just did that.
I just did that the other day.
I just did that last night. I told Shantae to get the keys out the bed at the spot when we left Dave's house.
Yeah.
She forgot them, so I went in the room and double-checked, and I got them. So I waited. We got all the way home, like, where the kid?
That's me.
Your head got to drive back over there. But let her get all the way back in the car and crank up. Like, oh, damn, my head got it.
That is petty.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I don't think that's petty. I think that's pranks.
That's pranking, yeah.
Okay, so I do some pranking.
Now, petty is, one of my examples of petty is like, I'll lend you $2 and ask for it back. And then somebody will look at me like,
wait,
what you say? That's a
What's on my $2?
You can breathe on the water.
That's petty. It's trivial.
I don't need it,
but I need it.
But you probably,
a lot of people do.
Some people really be needing theirs.
I need it.
$2?
You want to buy $2 too? Hell yeah. Where Raj at? He'll tell you.
I think we do that with each other.
I think it's the wording of it. If you say, let me have or let me hold, you say, let me hold something, that means I'm expecting you to pay it back.
Yeah.
But
you say, bro, hey, you got such and such on you, let me have, that means you just asked me for that. You didn't ask me, it wasn't a borrow.
If you, especially if you like volunteer, let me get $2-$3, I'm gonna give it back to you.
That's what I'm saying. It's the way you said it.
He's gonna give it back to
you. But I was always taught that, true enough, people should pay you back and all that shit, but you should never give anything that you can't afford to lose.
That's just what it is. But
shit, I still need mine back. So yeah, I guess $2? I'm petty. What?
It's fair.
I'm not asking for $2.
Listen.
Shit, I am.
Look, if we are sitting there and we had a truck or something, right? And I see that, like, let's say we all at the ice cream truck. Let's just put the ice cream truck out like that. And I walk up. I'm not digging in my pocket for my $2 and you owe me $2. I'm looking at you like, don't you owe me $2? You got my ice cream. I don't care if it was from 2-3 years ago. Well, we won't be petty. It's ice cream. But you owe me. It's a credit.
You know that should be happening with weed, too. It's like, shit, I don't
know. I guess I've just been in a position the whole, my whole life that people just took advantage of me. They know I ain't gonna ask for it back.
Me too.
They know I ain't gonna ask for it back. I should have been doing that.
Me too.
If I could get back half of the money that I that people have borrowed.
But then again, it's the agreement. Man. If somebody hits you banking, you said, bro, that's your blessing, whatever it is, what it
that's
is.
That's different.
But if no. they said, this is the let nigga me, and the petty borrow. Shit, bro, I promise you I got you Friday when I get my money.
Man, I'm hitting
but
Friday.
But see, the thing, the flip side of my you. Shit is like, if you owe me money and you haven't paid me or you can't, you haven't really said nothing about it or whatever, I'm just going to take it like, okay, you fucked up right now, you can't get it.
No, you but can't don't do let that because you see them on the ground
no,
going
this
crazy.
No, this is what I'm saying. Like, don't let me see you buying fucking baby
happen.
Pampers and pandemic products and shit.
It's gonna
and you owe me I money.
Because like, the people that owe you money petty too.
Man. I do shit both ways though. Some people I let borrow money and I know that they ain't going to pay me back just so you know you can't borrow no more.
Yeah.
Some people I let borrow money If they bring the money back, I'll be like, keep it. Just because of the gesture that
the,
you tried to get back. And I know you ain't got it.
Mm-hmm.
If you borrow something from me, certain people, you borrow something from me, I know you ain't got it. And you ain't going to have it when you do get it.
Yeah,
then pay
right.
me back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when you try to pay me back, I'm going to be like, go ahead, bro. You know what I'm saying? For real, I done got that reaction too many times.
Yeah.
But that make me feel good that you tried to pay me back.
Yeah. I'm petty as fuck. Let me think. I just thought of a real petty situation. So I, like, one time my little sister needed some shit for, like, a business or whatever. But then she pissed me off because I guess she didn't like my input. So she pissed me off. So I was like, you don't want my input, give me my money back.
That's
right?
That's fucked up.
But listen, she didn't want to give me the money back. So for a whole week, I kept sending her, like, Cash App requests all week, like, fucking with her. I really didn't want the money back, but it was really, I wanted to troll the fuck out of my little sister. So, yeah, I'm petty as fuck.
You said you wanted
to troll her. Yeah, I mean, I trolled her.
I'm petty in certain situations, but not about money.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm petty as hell when it comes down to Shantae, though. I just do shit to get on her nerve for shit. She get on my, I'm just being real, like, for nothing, like.
I think that's any relationship, like,
yeah.
Just do shit to piss
like,
me off.
If I know I'm on the way home and I know she finna call me and be like, where you at, where you? I'm already know I'm way home, I ain't finna answer, period, till I'm all the way there, till I get there.
Knowing she gonna be pissed.
Yeah, she ain't gonna be pissed, I'm gonna walk in the door. But you call me and see, like, shit, try to make up shit, like, I cook so I can come home or something, but I'm already on the way. So I ain't finna answer all the way down till I get down there and be like, oh, my phone was fill up on the seat or something. You want me to wreck?
Like you ain't got Bluetooth.
What you want me to wreck? You know what I'm saying? Just super petty.
Oh, God. Oh,
you do petty shit too, Scream?
I told you, it's namely about money. Namely that.
I do, but some money, like they say, you count money as a loss. Like, you give it to certain people.
I don't be tripping for real. But yeah. you know when somebody
people,
know.
You just know when somebody know
they owe you. They give you that look like, I know I owe you, but.
But I'm gonna put this on screen, though. I'm going to say this. He got a right to be like that, because if he owe you something for something, he going to hunt you down.
I'll chase
bank. He going to chase you down to give you $500.
Yeah. Chase
bank. Like, bro, I'm going to see you at work, Street.
Nah, where you at now?
Call me 20 times, bro.
I might have been up there some petty shit and spent this money. Where you at now?
Yeah, okay.
It's burning my pocket.
But you know what?
That's how you end up doing it, because you holding it for me and then spent it on something else. Mm-hmm. Now I got to go get it. Now I got it. You got your phone.
Like, I was trying to give it to you when I had it. Now that shit gone.
Nah, he gonna rear you to give you yours. So yeah, rightfully so. Give me mine.
But I just thought about, like, with me, for instance, like with the petty shit, like my pettiness kicks in when people have tried to, like, either play me or, like, have fucked over me, and they got to come back and see me.
Cause, like,
oh, for sure.
That's what my pettiness is.
Yeah.
Goes to the shit.
Yeah.
10,000.
You need me to do
off
something?
Muscle.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
but guess what? You got to think. Everybody's petty, basically.
Because
when you making certain posts and you knowing who finna see this, that's petty.
Yeah.
You going big. Your face expression is petty.
Is it petty? Like, no, hold
like,
on.
I'm talking
petty
to you,
is,
nigga.
Hold
like,
on. Part of petty is trivial. That ain't trivial, though. That's important.
What you mean?
If you going big or you want to celebrate something big and you putting it up there.
But it's the thought
that's
on your mind.
Nah. Oh, you saying it's awesome. I'm going to show these niggas type
shit. You celebrating your wins, but you really focus on shining on this nigga.
Yep.
I'm
going
big on
that's
you.
That's petty.
Yeah.
Or sometimes when you be putting them posts and them songs behind it, them certain lyrics, you wait till you get to that certain lyric.
You
got to go like slide to that lyric.
You slap that lyric.
It's somebody. That pettiness is that lyric is too.
Yeah.
We petty.
Yeah, nah, for sure.
Even when we try to, you know, flex, we being petty.
For sure.
Everybody.
Damn, I think about sometimes the nigga that was making the song was petty for even putting that shit in there because that was inspired by somebody.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Most bangers is petty as fuck.
Nigga got a hit out there inspired by some petty shit. Like, damn. That whole Instagram quote.
So what's the definition to it again?
Trivial or what?
And trifling.
Trivial, trifling, and inessential.
Trifling.
What's trifling?
It's trifling.
Like, petty
niggas
is even...
Niggas. Yeah.
Every Negro is not petty.
Niggas.
Mostly.
Mostly.
Scream, don't put that on yourself, man. Don't do that. You can't speak
most
for all niggas.
Petty. I think it's when you get in your feelings make you petty, too, though.
Mm-hmm.
When you get in your feelings,
that shit
becomes malicious.
Yeah, when you get in your feelings, you become petty about certain shit. And it could be with anybody. It could be, like she just said, like, say for instance, one of my kids called me for something, I'm gonna say no because what you just said the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I probably could have gave it to you, but I'm gonna be like, nah, that's petty.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least I'm gonna drag you a day or two.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I,
or saying no, but on your way to go do it anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
I do that with Chance all the time. No, I'm not getting you that, but on my way to go get exactly what she wants.
That's petty.
Petty is up. Damn, I'm petty.
I agree with what Jay said, though, for sure. Like, rubbing in
what?
Your...
What? You agree with me?
I always agree with you, Jay.
What doing?
Like, rubbing your wins in against a nigga that either doubted you or actively tried to stop that shit from happening.
Try to block your emotions.
Yeah, like, well, I did this shit in spite of you. Yes, I'm petty. Like, me talking about this shit now is petty.
Yeah, for a nigga, shit. You still sitting in the same Kodak spot.
Kodak be on that, boy.
What?
He be on that.
Nah, Kodak.
Told y'all niggas.
Yeah,
Kodak. Niggas be hating because they can't be a part of your emotion. And the fact that you actually tried to stop my shit, I'ma let you know that this shit happened regardless.
Yeah, this shit but boosted up.
Here's the problem with that, right? It takes energy that you could be putting towards something else.
The people way
up here, they don't see it here. None.
I've
fuck
already
all that
allocated
shit.
They
do,
that negative energy to whatever yeah,
they do. They do. They
about.
See it. They see it, bro. They just ignore it.
They ignore it because they energy is up
I'm
here.
Not,
I don't
I'm
have time to even.
Man, my boy, hold up. I know this all sudden. My boy Kanye making it hard to be a Kanye advocate, man.
I know, bro.
That's your man.
He making it hard to advocate for him.
You see, they just canceled his shop episode.
Yeah.
And he making it hard, bro.
How the hell you get canceled by LeBron?
Talk about them people.
LeBron loves everybody.
Man, Kanye.
Like, that's crazy.
What camera I'm on? Let me see. Kanye, bro. I know what you're going through, but bro, you got to disconnect. Like, go to Wyoming, bro. You can't do this in front of these people, bro. For real.
We love you, Kanye.
He going through it, but you got to disconnect from the world when you going
Listen
through that.
Listen to him, twin.
He doing it in front Listen of everybody. That shit going, boy, you making the Geminis mad at you, bro. Tripping, bro. You tripping, man.
Is he being petty?
He's super duper petty.
No,
yeah, he's petty.
He's
petty.
He's being super duper petty. You think he's being petty? I think he mean it.
He mean Every it, but word. He being petty by because later on he's gonna not mean that.
Yeah, but some of the stuff he's saying and doing don't.
He
have
mean it, but he don't mean
nothing.
It. He trying to make right out of some wrong shit. We do that. You trying to make right out of some wrong. You don't convince yourself right now. Right now you have convinced yourself. Now some of that shit he write about, some of it he wrong about, but you gonna stand on it so hard that everybody against it to try to make it right, but you gonna be able to make right out of that.
Or then when you trying to say some right shit and then there's one wrong thing you say and people come out and say like, nah, that's some bullshit, he lying on this, so everything you said prior to that is now questionable.
He's just going through it, bro, and you trying to go through it in front of the people, bro, and you can see it in your eye, bro. You gotta goddamn go get you some help, dog. You tripping.
Yeah.
Tripping. Yeah, mental health is a very real thing.
And you know I'm the biggest Kanye advocate there is, man. But I know what he's going through. You just releasing it in front of the people. Cause he got you doing all the talking, these interviews and all that. Bro, that ain't. I can't tell a billionaire what to do. But a fellow twin,
what if you tripping, twin.
What
if a year from now he just stand on all this shit still? What if he really feel like that?
He can stand on it. He do feel like what he's saying. Don't get me wrong. He feel like we're saying, but you got to disconnect. And what do you call it? Once you disconnect from the world, you evaluate the situation.
Got you.
Even if I'm right, is it worth being right?
Yeah, right.
You have to filter it.
It's so hard to be real these days. Y'all don't understand that. Like,
yeah.
he probably being as real as he want to be right now, the real, but that... That's unpopular.
It's too
for
much
for what you're doing.
It's too much for people to handle right now.
Because
everybody can't handle the absolute truth.
How
much of it is fact and how much of it is opinion?
It don't got to be Fact
your,
who?
Your opinion. But your opinion is your fact.
Yeah.
No, not
to some people.
Your facts can be suggested. If he think that...
No, because some of the stuff he's saying like... people having sex with people and both of those people coming up talking about, nah, he lying, that ain't never happened.
Why would they know about that part?
But I'm just saying, like,
I don't know about
shit.
That either. Why
like,
would they admit to that?
What you...
Why would they admit? Why would they admit some private shit
But
happened?
It's like two people that have nothing to do with, like, Travis Scott and some shit.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
how do we know?
I think that's the glitch.
ASAP Rocky
I think
some
of that is the glitch. I'm just saying the...
But nah, it might be some truth to that shit, because y'all remember when Gucci tripped out and he was saying... all the stuff that he was saying and all that shit really was true, but it just wasn't meant to come out.
Niggas don't be really tripping out. They just be doing it
what
everybody else do
out.
In front of everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You doing what you do in your household in front of the world. That's the only part he tripping about to me.
Yeah.
You have these same opinions.
With your close ones.
Yeah, and whatever. Let them know you tripping, whatever. However, you do it in front of the world and then it's like, how many times you gonna be able to do that?
Yeah.
Or why do he feel like he have to voice all his opinions in front of the world like that? Mm. Like, what type of, like, validation is he searching for? Like, why do you have to do this?
He said he did say one thing that, and this is his opinion, something to the extent of, with the world being so fucked up, the people that run the world can't fix the world, and that people that think great like him need to get with other great thinkers, whatever, Elon or whoever, great people, inventors and shit, and the creative people can fix the world. That sound crazy, but it sound dead on, too.
Fix the world to what?
Well, you say there's like politicians and politics and all that. They failed to fix the shit going on in the world, and they need to let regular people have more say-so in how to fix the world, because regular people is on their regular day-to-day shit.
He's smart, bro. Mm-hmm. He's smart, but he's just
his tactics
going through
are
something right now. Yeah, he's just going through it, but you can't go through in front of the
what
world.
What you think you're going through?
Huh?
What you think you're going through?
A few episodes, a few episodes ago, we was talking about how, like, what would...
Bro, because that's the only person that could probably...
That's
the only person I probably believe when you say I'm tripping.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You get what I'm saying? Right. If you be like, no, Kanye, you tripping. You right, I'm tripping. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Like, some people have to have that person right there that they believe in more than they believe in. Right now, he don't believe in nothing else that go on like, man, fuck y'all. Y'all don't know. I ain't tripping.
Okay, so let me ask y'all this.
He talked to his pops, too, and his pops basically was laughing about the whole shit. That text
but he didn't have a relationship with his dad growing up.
I guess he does now. They said they need answers. About what? When I get
big fat. Big fat, big fat. Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field. From free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial, Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And we're back on Dealing Together, where we help good people who fell for bad deals. First caller?
I had to buy 3 identical sweaters to get the 4th free.
Ooh, you got fleeced. Next caller, what's your deal?
I paid for 20 tanning sessions, but had to use them in a month. Now I'm orange.
Ooh, you got burned. Next caller.
I traded in my old Samsung at AT&T for a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus.
Hmm, how's that bad?
I got to choose from their best plans.
So, what went wrong?
Oh, nothing went wrong.
And you're calling to...
to request a song?
You want a song. Course.
The choice is yours.
Our best smartphone deals. Your choice of plan. Learn how to get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with eligible trade-in. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Offers vary by device. Subject to change. S24 plus 256 gigabyte offer available for a limited time. Terms and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung for details.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.
Let me ask y'all this. I don't mean to cut y'all off or whatever, but as far as like basically what Black was saying about his mom being the only person that he would probably believe if she was here to tell him that he was tripping, to kind of bring him back in or whatever, they had a clip of like some of the students at his school, and every morning they have to
sing
a chant to his mom. Or like however they have it or whatever. And people are trying to say now that his school is running a cult and you know what I'm saying, all that kind of stuff. What do y'all think about
it? Yeah, they had to sing Good Morning Donda. Which could either be school. Yeah, it could be the name of the school or it could be his mom.
I went to private school.
But it is the name of the school though.
Yeah,
it
but
is.
I went to private school majority of my life. Like they had you saying and singing some shit you don't even know what you're saying. Like, so I don't think that that's odd. And most of the time you be saying and singing some shit to the school and the people that invented the school or something. It's like so a thing.
Yeah, I don't think it's odd. I don't think it's like, I just feel like I don't think everything that's going on with him, they're just gonna try to weaponize that and use it against him as something else.
But he's but the thing about it, Rewind said he tripping, he's standing in them shoes for them to be able to do that. You know what I'm saying? Because you is tripping out on other things, so they're going to make everything a nigga.
Everything that's attached to you. Mm-hmm.
Like, you're putting on the shoes of a person who would have a cult.
Right.
So now, because you're making everybody thinking you just like this, so now whatever you do going to be wrong.
Yeah.
You nailed it. Go to Wyoming, bro.
Yeah, you just got to go sit back, bro. Go be creative, bro. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is he's chasing, but...
You think that his team is allowing him to be?
Ain't no team, bro. Can't nobody tell me nothing.
There he is.
How you gonna tell me that? You fired. Ain't no, don't talk to me. Get the fuck away from me. Yeah. If I'm glitching,
Kanye,
I don't want to talk.
Kanye got a quote. He said, I no longer have a manager because I can't be managed. Yeah. He really said that shit.
Yeah, I mean.
And he meant it.
I don't know who Kanye's manager is, but shit.
He but then again, like, is dope, he, though, bro.
We can't,
yeah,
we can't deny his talent.
We ain't taking that.
We can't deny his hustle. We can't deny some of the shit Boosie said was right, too, though.
What Boosie say?
Just, you got it, man. Come on with that shirt, man. You got to, come on, man. Like, I get it, but.
The White Lives Matter shit.
You come on, man. And maybe a year from now, he'll remix it. Maybe a year from now, he'll stand on it. I don't know.
But what if he was, what if he, I have a question, just randomly. But what if he wore the shirt because he, him and, what's her name, Candace Owens are like cool or whatever. You know that she's coming out with that documentary that is bringing light to the Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, we don't care about, you know what I'm saying? Candace Owens, we care about Kanye.
No, Candace Owens. Basically, she has a documentary that's coming out, and she's basically coming out and bringing forward that Black Lives Matter and their corruption, like what they did with all the money. So what if, just hypothetically speaking, what if he wore the shirt
to promote that?
Like, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, because we already know that Black Lives Matter was the organization was doing some grimy shit. We know that.
Ain't no organization
not doing no grimy shit, though.
Yeah, but they was doing...
Black Lives Matter just going up on the microscope.
But they were doing that...
Because we black.
They were doing it off the strength of black people being murdered. That's why it's so fucked up. You say you got this organization in place to help with the systemic oppression against black people, but okay, you're so using these issues to support yourself.
But if we're going to talk about that, then what about all the fucking organizations that popped up when Hurricane Katrina happened?
All those organizations
that stole the money that was supposed to go to help our people in New Orleans, and they took the fucking money and went and fucking supported their already billion-dollar businesses.
And ain't that Brett Favre shit going on now, too?
We know Brett Favre fucked up. Nobody's
taking away from the corruption of it, like the people that's already done it, right? Like, we all know that people do fucked up shit no matter where we at, in every community, every type of shit that's going on. But I think what it is that a lot of people believed in the Black Lives Matter, and they made all of this money, and they got
use some of the money towards?
Absolutely, they had to. So then you have Black Lives Matter,
and then you have Black Lives, they're two different organizations. That's something that's coming out, too. That some people is donating to Black Lives Matter,
the other
but then it's
just BLM something.
So there's two different organizations, but the one organization was buying $1 million homes between, and doing all of this.
The difference
shit,
between Black Lives Matter.
So if I put together a play to make billions, I don't deserve to get paid to get all these folks all this money.
The thing is like with the.
I'm just saying, nobody's saying that you don't deserve to get paid.
Granted, I think you do deserve to get paid. But some of what her documentary is showing is what happened to all that money. Basically, nothing happened with it. They lived off
basically,
of it, put their families on.
Basically, the thing is with the Black Lives Matter as opposed to all the other organizations.
I want
to
see how much.
The Black Lives Matter, the Black Lives Matter board, the Black Lives Matter executives, the Black Lives Matter first, second, and third level of the administration were all black.
How much money?
And that's really the whole issue.
No, not even that. How much money the people that run the Salvation Army and St. Jude and all that shit, how much do they make? I'm just curious if we can find that factual information.
Super money.
Yeah. I don't think they broke.
Now, what you said, if you start an organization, you don't deserve to get paid.
They're definitely not broke, and they're definitely not under the microscope because they're Caucasian.
Okay, so
my thing is, like, what if, I'm just playing devil's advocate, what if it comes out that all the money, they didn't do nothing of what we think was going on.
It came out. The tax records came out.
That they did what they were supposed to do?
Millions, 20s and 30s of it. But how much they paid tax?
But I feel like...
Millions, 30s and 40s
of 50s. They made a lot of money. To what Shai's saying, I think it depends on, like I said, the percentage of what was taken. Now, they took $6 million, but they had, like, $100 billion, just saying hypothetically. The $6 million ain't really shit.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. You can see their tax records, but you can't never. They have to say that.
You
can't see somebody's business records unless they decide to.
You can't see how much they make. Their company.
You can see their tax records and how much they have to pay tax on. If they made $70 million, okay, there was a $5 million home. That don't mean you spent $5 million on that home. You just qualified to buy this $5 million home.
Yeah.
Your salary could be $1 million a year. That's fair.
Yeah.
It could be $2 million. I think that's still fair.
And
if you made $70 million,
Send me. I need me a diamond.
I'm just saying, if it's $2, $3, $4, $5, $10 million, whatever it is, I'm saying all that to me is fair.
But I think they're supposed to get an understanding about that shit up front. Like, hey, man, Black Lives Matter, but mine do too. If I started this.
Right.
So how you do that from the beginning? What you supposed to do? Niggas supposed to be poor hell.
No, what I'm saying. What Jade is saying is right. It's under a microscope because you have Goodwill, Salvation Army, yes. St. Jude. What's that shit? Red Cross. Mm-hmm. I don't think the people running this shit just sitting around broke.
No, they're getting a salary.
So that goes back to we ain't worried about Candace Owens because Owens is just a hater.
No, but I'm just saying my point was that during the White Lives Matter shirt, I guarantee you that they were filming for her documentary that's coming out, and Kanye is in cahoots with Candace Owens.
I guarantee you
that
the first troll in our culture ever, and he said it was Kanye West, and he started with George Bush don't like black people. That man know what he doing, even though he might be wigging. He know how to get attention.
Yes.
I said that on the phone to the bank. Mm-hmm. There's nobody better at getting attention than Kanye West.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Look at us now.
I don't want to see my boy Kanye go out. I want him to get back in a space to where he can create and do what he do, because this nigga is one of the best
creators
in the game.
I agree, but one thing that he did do that made me like feel like he's not all the way like out there is when he made that tweet about the guy asking him, was he hot?
Mm. Oh,
he was like, nigga, you work for Universal.
Yeah, you work for
Stop
Universal.
Talking to me.
Huh?
No, he had on like a...
At the BET Awards.
He had on like a whole...
Winter suit.
Shebang. Know what I'm saying? And the guy was like...
Are you hot?
Like, you shouldn't be wearing that. Aren't you hot? Like, aren't you sweating on the inside? He was like, you work for Universal. Stop talking to me.
Damn.
I'd rather be hot than work for Universal.
Pop it.
So I just know you can make... When you making... decisions on the fly in front of the people, you're gonna say the wrong thing.
Mm. You're definitely gonna say the
wrong
thing.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't even prepping. Like, he just going off the, like,
off top.
Even right now, we thinking about what we're saying before he's saying. Mm. But if the camera went on, we'll just be talking.
Right. Yeah.
That's what he doing.
Yeah, with the cameras on.
Yeah, with the cameras on.
Permanently ranting.
And we're tweeting it too. He just tweeting the first thing he think of. Cause I think of bullshit to tweet on tweet to put on Instagram, but I'd be like, hell nah, because I got a chance. Like, but he ain't giving himself a chance.
Yeah.
He said in one interview, I'm tired of doing this interview. Saw that one? Mm. Well, he's like, oh, I'm tired of doing this interview now. And they stopped the interview. So
is he being petty?
No, I don't think so.
That nigga
he's being
petty,
himself.
Bro.
In some cases, yeah.
Based on his history of who he is, I don't think he being petty. I think he'd be petty when he be on Instagram, like going
his,
at
his
that
Instagram
Pete,
rants
that Pete
and all
Davis
that shit is petty as hell.
And all that shit,
I don't think that's being petty, because at the end of the day, his motivation behind that shit is his children.
Yeah, no, for sure. I'm not
saying what they really doing to his children, though, bro.
To go on
like, come
Instagram,
on, man. That's another thing.
He got his kids name tattooed on him, though. That was weird.
So if your kids were smaller and you and Shantae were going through a breaking up, whatever, and she started fucking with a Pete that wears fucking underpants and it has questionable credibility,
underpants.
That wouldn't upset you to the point where you would feel
my
a way
kids
about
were
that?
Right about him, or he was at
and
his
your
own
kids
spot
were little. Your
but
kids
was
were
it,
small.
Was her kids there?
Yeah.
Yes, they were around him. He got the kids' names.
I'm saying his
kids
was there when he had whatever the questionable draws on.
No, what I'm saying is that's
his business. What he got? Don't do that around my kids.
That's what Kanye was saying.
No, but Kanye was
saying, "I don't want him around my kids."
That's what he said.
Because he wears questionable underpants.
But you do questionable shit too, though.
Yeah.
This
is who she chose.
Your wife came up off of it. It's big questionable. But if those are his kids,
Man, look.
No, if those are your kids.
You know what I'm saying?
But like, with his questionable, Kanye has never had some sexually questionable shit.
But
that don't got nothing to do with it. He didn't have no sexually questionable shit with kids.
Who? Yeah.
Pete. It was.
He didn't.
He was just him being some funny with another dude.
That ain't the same thing.
But Kanye has male children.
So what? That's not the same.
He with another white boy. I don't look
that's
at
not the same.
Kid. What I'm saying is he's a comedian also.
Kanye
just.
The mama got a
and again.
You don't get no more quick like the mama got
I fucks with Kanye. Yeah. But Kanye is just using whatever he can use to stand on for people to be like, he right. Like, what you doing? Mm-hmm. That's just all a nigga doing. Like, oh yeah, Pete did have him drop. So he gonna run with it. Which is rightfully so.
Man, he was being petty.
Yes.
Being he petty. Was being petty. Then calling being that man petty. Skeet, knowing that all that shit was hey, petty.
Very, skeet shit was petty. 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 Skeet shit was
making,
petty.
Making your whole Instagram nothing of trolling that man
beat
that whole
man
time. That
people
was
wanted to
petty.
Beat that man up.
Bro, I even put on my page that I
didn't
posted
he like
you.
A funeral? What's
yeah,
the name
man,
for
that shit for, was petty.
And he said, yeah. And he said Kid Cudi was supposed to sing at the funeral,
yes,
but he was scared of shit getting thrown at him.
Yes, that shit was petty.
That shit was funny.
Somebody was singing, he was funeral.
Puke.
Pete.
Skeet.
Had everybody
that nigga named Skeet for real.
That's petty.
Yeah, he just needs to take about a year or two off, man. Come back.
Nah, he need to drop down to two.
Incredible. Come back with some incredible shit, man.
Drop down to
take
two.
About a
year
or two off. These folks gonna forget.
Say he
right
for,
now, he on
say he
fire.
Running for president. That's what he said.
His
next move.
Ran.
Nah, he finna run again.
Again, 2024.
Yeah.
Hey, man, should have voted for him the first time.
You gotta think
that's
about
a
it.
Topic,
like,
though.
Just imagine, like, if we just take how we feel about all the crazy shit he's doing, just imagine growing up like, damn, I want to be a pop star. I want to be a clothing designer. I want to run for president, blah, blah, blah. And then now you got all the money. What is wrong with him actually doing this shit now? Because it's just like,
man,
rather it happens or not.
That's
like,
I just saying that.
Yeah, like,
man,
I got the bread
yeah.
to do
yeah.
it. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm on
who's
Fox.
Stopping
I'm
me?
Sitting
who's
down on
me?
Fox, talking on Fox, and then I'm finna go to the
but,
White House
but
and
you
talk gotta
to think
the
about it with my
president.
Glasses on that I'm selling.
Yes.
With my clothes on that I'm selling.
Thank you.
All this shit is promo. If I'm running for president in Yeezy, season 9.
It's a glitch. It ain't selling no more because he done halted the business.
What you mean he said?
He done halted the business with Adidas and Gap.
Man, he home. They say home finna go dolo. Dolo, do it.
He about to have to start whole new designs and everything. People still gonna go crazy for it, no matter what he
Man, this man
he
was
do.
Selling some $2,500 fucking t-shirts out of trash cans. Man, he can do whatever the fuck he
man,
wants.
Man, just
that's
think
petty.
About it. The Gap.
See, yeah, how you doing the folk clothes going Balenciaga, selling off the floor and everything. He petty. He just showing y'all, bro, all the things y'all think
I
matter don't even matter.
Yeah. And it's all the same type of cotton. That's all he's saying. It's just a name in the brand. Put that shit on the floor. It's the same. People gonna buy it. That's all he's showing y'all. No matter what you do,
man,
the people gonna buy
people
this shit.
People diving in dumpsters to get this shit.
And people were doing it.
Yes. And they were paying for the experience. They were paying to dive in the dumpster to pay for the shit that they had to dive in the dumpster to get.
But what if he was in them board meetings? What if he was in them board meetings like, look, y'all need to pay me trillions.
He was in
let
board,
me show y'all what I could do.
He was
and
in
like,
the board
look,
meeting
this is what we're
going
to do. We're going to put this shit on the floor and watch everybody dump in these
the
trash cans.
No, let's not do that.
And they
want
to give me trillions.
Showing the porn?
I don't know.
Why was he showing the porn?
I don't know. Know he was in the board meetings with Adidas showing porn.
No, he was showing the porn to prove a point that he was trying to make about how it feels to be fucking jangled around.
What?
I mean, like, okay.
He could have picked a better way to illustrate that?
No, when I'm...
I didn't see that.
Okay,
yeah,
I don't have
a video
out,
so I can't make y'all understand what I'm trying to say.
But porn in their face, like, look at this. Do you see how this is? This is what y'all are doing. This is what y'all are doing to me.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
You guys
it wasn't
are fucking
like
y'all
was,
are fucking me, basically.
Yeah, it wasn't like the tabloids tried to make it like he was just in there watching porn with
like
them.
Like, it
that
was inappropriate
that.
And
nah,
all this shit.
I
want to
see
my
butt shape back, though. Just being real. I want to see him shape back and see the world love him all over again.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Me too, for sure.
The world still love Ye.
Drop down to
regardless.
Two.
Yeah, he still is.
We just can't love him out loud right now because we're going to look crazy. Like, oh, you support White Lives Matter? No, I fucking support Kanye. Relax.
I mean, White Lives do
matter. Nah, I don't give a fuck about what nobody thinks about whether I support him or not. But it's just like, at the end of the day, he's going to need a lot of support to be able to, I don't want to say pull himself out of the place that he's in, but to be able to arrange his thoughts so that
could
he
be
doesn't.
Doing White Lives Matter to get the white vote?
Well, that's part of it if he really running. That's part of it if he really running, for sure. He's the master troller and the master.
Yeah, what do we think he tripping, but he ain't tripping?
He not tripping.
Now, what if he knows what he's doing?
He now
he
can
really
talk
do.
To a whole... He know he can talk to black people anytime. when you sit down and talk, when you know you on Fox talking to Tucker Carlson, a well-known whatever you call him.
Conservative. Yeah. Yeah.
Now you're talking to a whole different world of people. It's genius. Yeah. I know. That part is genius. Yeah. I'm just saying, don't think you can go do that and come back here and everybody's still going to embrace that shit. Because a year later, you're like, oh, my bad, I was just tripping. It might not work that way this time. Because now he get real touchy.
What if he come back a year later and break it down?
Get real touchy with that shit.
He probably feel like, I got no money. Fuck y'all.
He might.
And then what if he come back a year later and break it down?
I'm finna go on my boots if I can go all the way. If I can't, then shit, I'm just gonna live.
He can't really undo the White Lives Matter shit. He can't really undo the abortion shit. He can't really undo some of the shit he said. So maybe he is on fuck.
What did he say about abortion?
He said he's 100%, what did he say, pro-life. And he had the laminate of an ultrasound. That's what he's learning in the interview.
Wait, he said he did 100% pro-life? So yeah, he doesn't, basically he doesn't believe in abortion.
In any case, from the interview, if you go watch the Fox one, and he got the laminate. Yeah. He got the laminate. He was like, "Why are you wearing the laminate of an ultrasound?" "Because I'm pro-life." Explain, and then he explains. Well, that's what he's on. He's a conservative.
Yeah. Politics.
No, I'm saying he had the same rant at the South Carolina rally when he was running in 2020. Mm-hmm. So he was saying like how his personal experiences led him to be anti-abortion. Because he said he almost aborted his first daughter.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
But he was even trash for even putting that out there like that, the way he did. That was some trash.
That felt like a breakdown, though, because he was crying and shit. It got real emotional on stage.
My buddy needs some
Kanye friends. Is a conservative. He already know. He's talked to all the Democrats and all the black people. I've already talked to all them. They got me to a billion. Maybe if I talk to these folks, I get to a trillion.
I told you.
That's what he owes. A man not stupid. Man, I don't even know if he tripping. And if he not tripping, he not petty. Tripping,
yeah.
If he not tripping, he just might, I'm done with y'all.
So.
Shit.
It depends on who he petty. He does petty shit. We can agree.
Huh. What other celebrities?
Yeah, who else petty? Let's stop talking about that.
50 for sure is a master of petty. 50 the master of being petty, and I love 50. I ain't gonna hold you. 50 the master of petty.
Yeah,
50 is a master of petty. He gonna sue your ass for that same $2.
I know you ain't got it.
And I'm running court fees.
I know you ain't got the money to pay me.
The court fees gonna triple up. But still pay me. What? 50 crazy.
You think he petty for how you doing his son right now?
What are you doing with his son?
The son was like $6,700 a month, not enough.
And his son a grown ass man.
So how are you doing him though? What are you doing? What are you
saying? How old is
his son? Ain't his son grown?
I want to say like 20,
22. For sure, grown. My daddy ain't giving me he ain't giving me 67.
So basically, what's happening now is the son tried to come out on social media and was like, hey, if 6,700 not a lot of money, I'll give you 6,700 to kick it with me. But it came out, the nigga was taking pictures with the dude that tried to kill him a few years ago.
So basically,
he been ignoring the nigga.
Because then it's a setup. I can't trust you. And I don't even know you. You got to think about it. When you have kids and you don't have a relationship with these kids, and then they come as grown people, you don't know them. So I don't trust you.
So he didn't have a relationship with him when he was younger?
I don't think that's his older son that they've been beefing about for years. So they don't even have a relationship.
But you take a picture with a nigga that tried to kill me? Nah, we not about to have no type of relationship.
Never. Nah.
Especially when you go online with this shit.
Then you lucky you getting the 60s.
Why he online doing that, though?
He want his dad attention.
Trolling.
Well, shit, I feel like at this point, you a grown man. You ain't got no type of income. You trying to get some shit started.
$6,700 is enough for income
he's
to get a lot.
He's still getting $6,700.
Yeah, I want to say it's like back
in
pay
New York.
Some
how? Oh, back pay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's enough just to get some shit started.
Yeah.
So he went online. He went on Instagram Live. Was like, yeah, $6,700 not enough. That's all I'm getting. I don't know. I don't think 50 Cent petty for none of that shit.
Nah.
For you talking about the son shit?
Yeah, and the shit that he was doing with, I forgot the girl name for like.
Tierra Marie?
Yeah, Tierra Marie.
That was petty.
Oh my God.
That was petty.
When he told Floyd Mayweather to read a book on Instagram Live,
that was petty.
He said,
he the original troll. Like, he know how to do that shit.
King troll.
He know how to do it to the max. Like, but you finna cry. Fuck with me. You better leave me alone. Your ass gonna cry.
Man, don't nobody want to owe 50
y'all money. Said it. Kanye and 50, the original trolls. We've seen Kanye.
I don't know who out-trolled them. I don't think nobody out-trolled them.
It's, nobody relevant. They say they need answers. About what? When I get big fat.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And we're back on Dealing Together, where we help good people who fell for bad deals. First caller?
I had to buy 3 identical sweaters to get the fourth free.
Ooh, you got fleeced. Next caller, what's your deal?
I paid for 20 tanning sessions, but had to use them in a month. Now I'm orange.
Ooh, you got burned. Next caller?
I traded in my old Samsung at AT&T for a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus.
How's that bad?
I got to choose from their best plans.
So what went wrong?
Oh, nothing went wrong.
And you're calling to...
to request a song?
You want a song, of course.
The choice is yours.
Our best smartphone deals. Your choice of plan. Learn how to get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with eligible trade-in. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Offers vary by device. Subject to change. S24 plus 256GB offer available for a limited time. Terms and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung for details.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.
First he changed music, then he changed the world. The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and legacy of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. In this powerful and uplifting film, discover Bob Marley's story of overcoming adversity and the journey behind his revolutionary music that changed the world. If you missed it in theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, now on Paramount Plus. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
I think the difference between 50 and Kanye is that 50 is like a safer troll.
Yeah, like, 50 showing like, I'm really like, joking. Y'all know I'm joking.
I'm really comedy, whatever. I'm gonna push the envelope, but I'm not gonna go over the cliff.
Exactly.
Kanye.
Fit on some nigga. I'm just on some fuck you.
You know another thing with Kanye.
Don't slap me, nigga. Like,
yeah. Fit a nigga that's gonna type you some crazy shit in the text and put LOL after it. Kanye not doing that.
Nah, he ain't doing
that. But Kanye, listen.
It didn't mean what he's saying, but he's saying like, y'all need some pussy, y'all ain't finna do nothing, I'm just trolling. Fuck you, you see me, you play me, I'm gonna beat your ass up. I know how to box. That's basically what Fit
now. Yeah.
Kanye on some,
You gonna have to kill
Why y'all ain't listening to me? I'm right. That's what Kanye is.
And he survived, like, even people talking about him surviving.
Right or wrong, it don't matter, nigga. Fuck it.
Kanye has survived, like, you gotta think he survived the George Bush Don't Like Black. He survived the Taylor Swift shit. He survives every time.
Yeah.
He but can we say
Kanye? Kanye is really like a cat.
That's what I was gonna say. Yeah. Can we say Kanye have courage, though?
Yes, for sure. He's definitely courageous.
For sure.
That man waited till them folk were live and said that George Bush don't. Yeah. Like, so they live? It's live.
He
it's
jumped
live.
Up on the stage.
Like, it's going right out, right
he
now.
Jumped,
right
he now. Jumped out of the
So whatever I said,
jumped up on the stage. Right
during a telethon.
To ride for Beyonce. So you know it like, ain't he jumped but, on stage.
Yeah.
He survived.
Oh, yeah, he ain't going nowhere.
He survived.
Kanye ain't going nowhere. We done accepted his glitch, bro.
Yeah,
yeah, we look forward to it.
And still got invites to the same awards.
But do y'all think that the fact that we, as a people and as a United States and as a nation, have accepted Kanye's glitch, do you think that that gives other people with glitches hope?
the National Glitch Association.
Yeah, the NGA.
You just gotta know how to control that, man. Cause everybody, a lot of people be messed up, bro. I be waking up some days want to be a whole nother person than the person that I really want to be. So I just stay in the house. Yeah. I won't even answer the phone for certain people because I know you gonna put me all the way there. So I just Wyoming. You gotta go back to Wyoming, bro.
Wherever your Wyoming is.
Yeah, like wherever your Wyoming is, you gotta go to your Wyoming and relax and breathe and woosah.
Facts.
And then come back around and be fake again. Cause you gotta be somewhat fake to survive in this world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? You gonna have to smile and shake hands with certain people that you just don't deal with. You gonna they just come with it.
Not even somewhat fake. You gotta be fake. You gotta
but then when you trying to especially to excel, but when you trying to when you know you can't be in that moment, you just gotta know yourself.
Yeah.
Today ain't today. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This week ain't my week. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You just got to know yourself because you come around and bring energy to a person that don't deserve it. Now he looking at that screen looking at me funny. Cause damn, why Bank was on that today?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it wasn't even nothing with you. It's something within me. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to avoid screaming until I'm in a better space better. Myself.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do that too.
But to what you were saying, like, could everybody be accepted the way Kanye is accepted? No. Because Kanye brings
they
the talent.
They ain't got Kanye money.
You ain't got Kanye money, but Kanye has talent. He's giving the niggas fashion. Mm-hmm. He's giving niggas music, iconic social media, everything. A lot of people just normal. So you can't just be a bullshit-ass nigga and be normal. You got to bring something to the table that make niggas, all right, well, he a bullshit-ass nigga, but he do this.
Yeah.
So I deal with the bullshit because this would come with it. Kanye has bullshit attributes, but nigga drop graduation, nigga drop late registration, college drop out.
His accomplishments severely overshadow his bullshit.
Yes, his accomplishments to me.
His accomplishments to him ain't nothing though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To him in his mind, that ain't nothing.
Cause he
already did it.
Yeah.
Nothing that I've done is a compliment to me. It's just something to put up. On my resume to say, I did more than this. Yeah, he wanna like.
But
you
to
said,
the world, he's legendary.
Yeah, but he don't care about that. He wanna do what you saying, like
fix shit.
I need to be president.
Yeah, I wanna fix the world and shit.
Then after president, I need to be the Pope. he gonna always wanna be something else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a struggle.
And
when
even with the fashion shit, he wanted to be like he didn't want Yeezy to be like an urban brand. He wanted Yeezy to be like a fucking Louis Vuitton and like one of those big fashion like pair. But the fashion world isn't letting him in the way that he wants. So that's why he's still spazzing about that.
He don't see it like an accomplishment like we do. The vision, quote unquote, was accepted by Gap. That's why he did it. He said it. And then he still nutted up.
Gap didn't allow him to take over full control and be the fashionista that he see himself to be.
He want that shit to be named Gap.
But
this shit don't even need to be Gap no more, bro.
So why even gonna do business with the folks? It's like if you making music and you don't wanna fuck with the labels, just be indie. He should just be indie.
He feel like
But bro. That's what Sway told him. Listen. That's what Sway told him years ago.
He just said Sway was right.
He said Sway got
Sway was right.
So for him to break into the fashion game and be the Louis Vuitton. You can't come in and be Ye under Louis Vuitton. You got to come in and be Yeezy.
He thinking, what? He thinking, I'm finna go over here and turn Gap up and they folk gonna come on in. Yeah. That's what he thought.
Yeah.
He did go over there and turn them up, but they didn't come on in.
Yeah. Like, be honest, who's and fucking with you, Gap? Niggas wasn't really fucking with Gap.
That's what he know.
Because of Kanye.
That's what he knows. So he yeah. like, man, y'all probably got them. Take all these folk down off the board and let me run this shit.
Exactly. Yeah.
If y'all want to make some money.
Yeah, but see, that's some shit you got to get established before you blow them
you
up.
Lock in, right.
You can't blow them up and then come in after the fact and try to renegotiate. Because
they're not
going to
see the vision off rip.
They're not going
for
that.
You already did it. You did it with Nike. You did it with Adidas. You already did it plenty of times. It's probably not going
to
happen.
We already locked into these minuscule agreements.
Right.
Like, I'm not finna give you complete and total control, and you already agreed to the shit that we agreed to.
And that's what you want.
So he need to go solo.
He
need to go to Wyoming, like you said. Huh?
You think that could work solo?
It's going to work. Anything he touch, it's going to work. Yeah,
if you can't make it work with a billion-dollar budget, then it ain't going to work.
Yeah. It's going to work with Ye. Guaranteed. He go solo, that shit going to be out of here.
Yeah. I really think he was the reason Adidas had those boosting sales.
For sure.
They had those slides
Adidas
coming out at like $50,
$80. Adidas was on the same level as K-Swiss.
Damn.
Yeah, like Adidas
Baby
was down
Jay,
there.
This is Adidas.
Damn.
The Treon.
The Treetor. Them Saucony's.
That's the only thing that's
got some flowers. Hey,
this is Adidas.
They starting to come fly with them.
Shit, I wear Nike anyway. I don't even wear that shit. I don't give a fuck. Fuck that.
He turned Nike up too, though.
But no, nah, yeah. So like I said, he didn't need Adidas. He gassed Adidas up. They really.
Well,
needed
that was a petty move because he was leaving Nike. Remember, he was with Nike.
Yeah.
They wouldn't give him what he wanted, so that's why he went to Adidas to be petty. But it happened. It ended up working in his favor.
So do you think they gonna feel like Kanye? How you keep getting into it, everybody? It gotta be you.
Everybody.
Some part of that you gotta look at it because you know when you know sometimes when you get in a situation, this shit might not work. He should know that. This shit ain't gonna work with Gap because it ain't working with these other corporations. Mm-hmm. It's like you keep signing a record deal and get mad. Fuck the label. Bro, you've been on 5 labels. It ain't gonna work. You need to be indie. That's what I'm saying. I think that's what it is. I think all of this is planting the seed for that.
But he needed to go through all of that so he could learn the ins and the outs of that shit. So when it's time for him to start his own shit, he had the best staff because he's gonna go over there, offer them niggas double, triple. Because
I'm pretty sure some niggas would leave Gap right now to go work for Yeezy.
They would.
Yeah.
Executives.
Yeah.
Because Yeezy's the future. And niggas know that, but they're satisfied with what they're making.
See, this is what he's saying now, right? When he did that rant on the Breakfast Club, like, you can't control me, I'm a fashion icon. Everybody thought he was fucking crazy, right? Yeah. Now he's saying with a straight face, like, man, Yeezy's like Apple. So y'all need to understand that this is more than, this is like Apple. And he's saying it with a straight face, and I don't think he's playing. Like, in his mind, he want that shit to be as big as Apple.
But that's a part of being a genius. Being a genius, you have to see shit that other people aren't seeing. Because if your vision is only as far as what's visible,
Yeezy the tech company.
If you would have told niggas 50 years ago, hey, a black rapper is really gonna have one of the top visible brands in the world, they're like, get the fuck out of here. Now that's just possible.
That's just like whoever would have thought. And I know this may be way off subject, but whoever would have thought that Nas would have invested in Ring and made $40 million, $50 million?
He was a genius. He saw that. He saw the.
Mm-hmm. He saw plenty of rappers invested in some shit and boom, 50 in vitamin water.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's real. Just the puff with the Ciroc, you know what I mean? Owned by a black man.
Daleon, the Spritzer, Schitzers.
Yeah. We love Spritzers.
So, we all are petty. About something.
Niggas is petty.
But we should maybe realize and recognize that it's not good to be petty all the time.
Not all the time.
But sometimes it might be necessary.
It's necessary, for sure.
I feel like being petty is a part of, like, we know you need a little bit of toxicity in your life.
Is that the right word? No.
That's not.
Petty and toxic
is
definitely
not
the same.
No, they're not. No,
they're not.
No, I don't mean petty and toxic are the same either.
Toxic is poison.
A little bit of toxicity to keep that spark and that fire in, you know what I'm saying, your situation, whatever it is.
You can have a great
but
controversial life and everything without toxic. Yeah, toxic ain't the.
No, I mean, but you need a drop of that shit every now and then.
Yeah. Like a little
to keep it going.
Like a little pick me up.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So if you have a little success, you got to add a little petty into it.
Petty is not like, all I'm saying is petty is not toxic. They're not.
I think it's.
They're not holding hands. Like, that's not.
Well, they cousins.
Nah.
Toxicity is like the splash of champagne in the mimosa.
No, no. It's not.
No, it's a splash of vodka in your goddamn mimosa.
What? No.
What the hell are you talking about, Claudette?
I'm not drinking champagne in my mimosa. I'm drinking
toxic.
Well, then you're not drinking
poisonous
mimosa, drinking
and can kill you.
No. You don't want toxic. Hazardous. In your
toxic is like hazardous. That will kill you. Like, that's
no,
all.
No, I disagree.
If it say this is toxic air. Don't walk over here. In these toxic rays, hazardous, you gonna die.
I'm not talking about toxic.
Perfect example.
Toxic,
that's what we talk
toxic
about.
Hazardous toxic air is hookah. Or no shit like that. I'm talking about a spice of spark in a drop of whatever it is you got going on.
A splash of poison in your drink. Cool. Pour it up.
Isn't that what liquor is?
Nah, it's not hazardous and poisonous.
Drink too much liquor, you tell me what happened.
Yeah, if you drink too much anything.
Nah, he said, but you drink a drop of goddamn some poison. That's it.
Go drink some Freon. Put some Freon in that.
A drop?
Yeah.
Y'all put coffee in my shit last week.
It was coffee.
He said Freon.
It was old coffee.
That is old coffee.
First of all, Freon. Go drink some fentanyl.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Nah, put some Visine in that nigga drink.
Whoa. Right.
I can probably smell Visine.
Put a little bleach in there, like all you right, said.
We're going to do a Visine test, man. Eat the whole bottle in them other.
Tastes funny.
A little bleach in there. Just a little bleach.
Just a little bleach. How much is a little bleach?
Should have shot it too, like Trump said.
Man, what a Sam in the
head. And them wings.
And them wings, man.
Y'all niggas hell.
That nigga is hungry.
Don't. Oh,
oh my God.
Who was that? Oh, yeah, Petty. So
Petty.
See, you so hungry, you can't even think.
We getting there.
Look at that shit.
Be petty. But in my opinion, don't be toxic.
No, I'm not saying be toxic. Be petty.
You petty, don't be toxic.
You don't need to be petty.
You don't have to be petty.
He's saying you can be petty.
Yeah, everybody's a little petty. But toxic is, I think toxic goes into a deeper.
But like we always said, anytime we talk about toxicity, toxicity isn't always a conscious behavior.
How not?
When you're being petty, you're making a choice to be petty on purpose.
Facts.
When you're being toxic, like we said, a lot of toxic people are a product of their environment, so you don't always know at the time that you're being toxic. Yeah. Right.
But if a nigga being petty, he going out his way to be petty. You going out your way to be petty.
Yeah, being petty is premeditated.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. For yeah. sure.
Like, yeah. For it's premeditated.
Sure. Like, oh,
it's not always harmful.
It's not. No,
it don't got to be harmful.
No, it ain't got to be
harmful. That's it.
Yeah, petty don't have to be harmful.
But like, if she leave me on red for 2 hours, I'm going to leave her on red for four.
But petty, exactly.
Isn't
toxic
always harmful, though? Here's
no, listen, go. I got an analogy.
Yes. I knew you.
I got an analogy. Petty is to malice murder what toxic is to manslaughter.
Running back.
Oh, no.
Break it down, Jay.
Okay, you know, like, I don't know if y'all know what malice murder is, but
Jeffrey
malice
Dahmer.
Murder.
What is Jeffrey malice Dahmer. Is Jeffrey Dahmer toxic or petty?
What? Jeffrey Dahmer.
Huh? Is toxic.
Jeffrey Dahmer was petty. Jeffrey Dahmer went to the club to pick out niggas to eat. What are you talking about?
What?
Are you serious right now?
I think he was a little bit of both because he did do some petty shit.
He went to the club to pick out niggas to nibble on. Before he even left his house, he knew, like,
maybe he knew
I'm going to eat.
Facts.
Oh, God.
And I'm finna play them.
Yeah,
that was petty.
I'm about to go do some dumb shit.
That was fucked up.
That was petty and toxic.
Yeah, it's poxic.
You acting like Jay.
New word. That's poxic.
Poxic. Teddy, poxic.
Jeffrey Dahmer, petty.
Oh, my God. All right, well.
A nigga like Mike Tyson is toxic.
Oh, wait, was he toxic for biting
the arrow? Because he didn't go into the fight like, I'm finna bite this nigga's ear off. He got mad and the shit just happened.
That's okay,
because
I go
of
for
his
that.
Background.
I go
Wait,
for
what
that.
You say? It was toxic?
That.
Yes.
Yes.
I thought that was petty.
That sound like that
no.
sound like petty.
That was like
he got just, mad. She said in a moment.
Bitch, it wasn't at the end of the night. I mean,
but isn't that petty? Like to get mad at a fight and do some extra shit. That's some petty.
It's just unsportsmanlike conduct.
okay, vocabulary. That boy got them words, boy. Okay. We ate our carrots today, y'all. I'm happy.
Yeah, who else was petty?
I'm trying to think.
Throw out one more.
Whitney Houston was petty.
Oh, happy petty. Birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Jonesy.
Happy birthday.
Not the week.
Happy birthday, Sha Jones.
Oh, thank you.
Happy birthday.
Woo! Can we cut your cake, Queen?
Yeah, we can.
Now,
y'all
if
so
I put my
cake
in your cake, that would be petty, right?
Yeah, that would be petty.
To count. We still fam. All right, Screen.
Was that petty?
What we doing?
Yeah, that was a little petty.
Hey, www.bigfactspod.com. It's another Big Facts Friday. Follow us, Big Facts Friday, Big Facts Pod, all that, all the above. Salute, salute.
For the streets.
Exactly.
It's Big Facts.
No cap.
Bitch.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/One Love to try it free now.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.